Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Fujairah Power Systems 4Q FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Fujairah Power Systems Limited 4Q FY 2026 post-result earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have management team being represented by Mr. Pavan Kumar Garg, Chairman and Joint Managing Director, Mr. Yogesh Dua, CEO and Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sunil Kumar, Non-Executive Director, and Mr. Prashant Gupta, CFO. We will begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for Q&A. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. This is Pavan Garg. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is pleasure to address you as we conclude our first full financial year post-listing and share update on our performance for quarter and year ended 31st March 2026. Let me begin with thanking all our stakeholders for their continued support through this important year. The past 12 months have been significant for Fujairah as we transition into listed company while continuing scale our operations, expand our manufacturing footprint, and strengthen our distribution network. Over the years, we have built a unique position in rooftop solar market by focusing off-grid and hybrid solutions. Our systems are largely adopted as reliable backup for households facing inconsistent grid supplies rather than being driven by subsidies. This approach has helped us build a strong customer base, especially in Tier 2, Tier 3 cities that see solar as a necessary rather than an optional purchase, allowing us grow consistently across the market cycles. Now coming to our performance, the March quarter marked a strong finish to the year. Revenue from operations for the quarter is rupees 9,008 million, reflecting year-on-year growth of 87.5%. EBITDA for the quarter more than double year-on-year to rupees 1,715 million. For the full year, revenue from operations reached rupees 26,545 million, representing a growth of 72.3% year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the year was rupees 4,903 million, with margin expanding to 18.5% as compared to 16.1% of last financial year. We have added 4 lakh plus households during this financial year, considering number of inverters sold during this period. This performance reflects the strength of our integrated model, supported by manufacturing, distribution, and after-sale capabilities. A key contribution to this growth has been our continued focus on distribution. During the quarter, we added over 80 distributors, more than 450 dealers, and 30 exclusive showcase outlet. With this, our total channel partners network has crossed 8,900 as on March 2026. This expansion has allowed us to deepen our presence in existing market while also entering new regions. On the manufacturing front, we have achieved an important milestone with commissioning of our 2000 megawatt solar panel manufacturing facility at Ratlam. This plant strengthens our ability to meet growing demand and improves our overall supply readiness. At the same location, the commissioning of power electronics and battery capacities saw some delays as we incorporated the latest advancements in lithium-ion battery technology. Earlier, we are using 100 AH cells, but in coming time, 300 AH and more capacity cells will be becoming more common in lithium-ion batteries. We have ordered our lines considering future technology demands. It is also worth to mention that we could manage the total cost of the line within our target cost while adopting more flexibility along with future-ready technology requirements. Ensuring our products remain relevant and competitive as the market evolves. In addition, certain geopolitical developments had an impact on supply timelines of plant and machinery during the execution phase. With these factors now largely addressed, the inverter manufacturing line machinery already received at the facility and expected to be commissioned in first quarter of 2027. Furthermore, the batteries machinery ordered have been placed and commissioning is expected in the second quarter of 2027. Further strengthening our backward integration strategy, we are also setting up 1200 megawatt TOPCon solar cell manufacturing facility at Ratlam. This addition will further enable us to address on-grid solar rooftop market more effectively. As we look ahead, the demand environment for solar solutions in India continue to remain favorable. With over 7 million installations still untapped under PM Surya Ghar Yojana, this represents close to 25 gigawatt of incremental opportunity. With our existing 1000 megawatt monopark solar cell capacity and planned additional 1200 megawatt TOPCon facility, we are well positioned to address the emerging demand under the ALMM2 framework. I would also like to update everyone on the unfortunate fire incident that occurred at our Bawal manufacturing facility. We are relieved to share that there were no casualties or injuries and the safety and wellness of our employees and workers remain our highest priority. The affected facility had a lead acid battery manufacturing capacity of 1.3 gigawatt and the company maintains comprehensive insurance coverage for the plant inventory and related assets. Operations at the facility have been temporarily suspended while the exact cause of the incident remains under investigation. In parallel, the company is facilitating to transfer the employees to other manufacturing facilities to ensure the continuity of employment. To ensure uninterrupted customer supplies and overall business continuity, we have already activated alternate manufacturing arrangements through third-party partners. Further, all critical business system and operations continue to remain fully functional and secure. All critical business operations and ERP system continue to remain fully functional and secure, ensuring uninterrupted business continuity with no loss of centralized digital data. The management remains confident that incident will not have any material long-term impact on the company's overall business operations. Regarding the growth of the rooftop solar industry, with electricity demand continuing to rise and conventional energy sources facing challenges, solar is becoming a preferred alternative. This shift is particularly visible in regions experiencing grid instability. where consumers are actively seeking more reliable and long-term energy solutions. Our focus remains clear. As we move into next year, we will continue to expand our distribution network, complete our ongoing capacity additions, at the same time maintaining service quality and strengthening customer relationship will remain priority as we scale. Before I conclude, I would like to thank our employees for their dedication and consistent efforts across functions, which have enabled us to deliver this performance. I would also like to thank our shareholders for their continued confidence in Fujiyama as we build a business focused on long-term value creation while contributing to India's transition towards the reliable and clean energy. Thank you very much. I will now hand over to our CFO, who will take you through the detailed financial. After that, we will be happy to take your queries. Thank you.
Thank you, Pavanji. Good afternoon, everyone. I will take you through the financial performance for the quarter and year ended March 31st, 2023. Let me begin with the quarterly performance. During Q4 FY26, revenue from operations was ₹9,008 million compared to ₹4,803 million in Q4 last year, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 87.5%. EBITDA for the quarter was ₹1,715 million, with EBITDA margins improving to 19% from 16.5% in the corresponding period last year. Profit after tax for the quarter was ₹1,063 million, with PAT margins improving to 11.8% compared to 10.7% in Q4 FY25. The improvement in profitability on a year-on-year basis was mainly supported by better material margins, which expanded by 2.1%. This was driven by continued backward integration and higher captive manufacturing across solar panels, batteries, and power electronics. During the year, solar panel manufacturing capacity increased from 1,039 megawatt to 1,639 megawatt. Power electronics capacity expanded from 1,143 megawatt to 2,180 megawatt. And lithium battery manufacturing capacity increased from 45 megawatt hours to 545 megawatt hours. The higher scale of operations also supported better absorption of fixed costs and improved manufacturing efficiency. During the quarter, we also saw increased participation in the on-grid solar segment, particularly under the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which supported volume growth during the period. Employee and other operating costs remained broadly stable overall, with increases in certain expenses had substantially offset by efficiencies and saving across other costs. Let me now discuss with the sequential performance. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, revenue from operations increased by 53.1% compared to Q3 FY26. EBITDA increased by 56%, while PAT increased by 58% sequentially. PAT margins improved from 11.4% in Q3 FY26 to 11.8% in Q4 FY26. Despite the significant increase in volumes during the quarter, material margins remained broadly stable with only a marginal movement sequentially, reflecting stable operating performance. The improvement in PAT margins were also supported by lower finance costs following repayment of debt through utilization of IPO proceeds. This was partly offset by a moderate increase in other operating expenses during the quarter. Moving to the full year performance. For FY26, revenue from operations was ₹26,545 million compared to ₹15,407 million in FY25, representing a growth of 72.3%. EBITDA for the year was ₹4,903 million, up by 97.3% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins improving to 18.5% from 16.1% in FY25. Profit after tax was ₹3,041 million compared to ₹1,563 million last year, while PAT margins improved to 11.5% from 10.1% in FY25. The improvement in full year profitability was mainly driven by a 1.6% expansion material and in material margin, supported by backward integration initiative and operating leverage benefit across manufacturing operations. Employee cost optimization and scale efficiencies also supported margin improvement during the year. Other operating costs remained under control overall with increase in certain expenses categories, largely offset by savings and other operating efficiencies across the business. Let me now briefly touch upon the balance sheet. As of March 31, 2026, our total assets were ₹23,436 million compared to ₹10,140 million in FY25. Total equity increased to ₹12,734 million from ₹3,968 million in the previous year, supported by the IPO proceeds and profit generated during the year. Total gross debt was ₹4,615 million compared to ₹3,462 million in FY25. Despite the increase in borrowings towards ongoing capacity expansion and manufacturing investment, the balance sheet position improved during the year. Net debt to equity ratio improved to 0.25 as of March 26 compared to 0.85 in FY25, reflecting the benefit of equity infusion through the IPO and repayment of debt using IPO proceeds. On the working capital front, net working capital days increased to 83 days in FY26 compared to 71 days in FY25. The increase was primarily on account of higher inventory levels maintained during the year to support expanding operations. That concludes my remarks on financial performance. We can now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Apurva Bahadur from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers and thank you for taking my question. Sir, it would be great if you can provide some color as to why the inventory increased very sharply this year.
Yeah, thank you for your question. So, as you know that our capacity has been increased in the last year. From when we talk about solar panel, it increased from 1,039 megawatt to 1,639 megawatt. And power electronics from 1,143 megawatt to 2,180 megawatt. So, and in battery also, when we talk about lithium battery, manufacturing capacity increased from 45 megawatt hours to 545 megawatt hours. Now, to support this expansion, while we are increasing our sales, we need to keep the inventory, right? So, I would like to highlight one point. The increase in inventory that you are seeing is mainly in the raw material side. If you see in terms of fixed goods inventory days, it is close to the last year. But since we are opening new locations, as we did in Dadri, in Noida also, in last year, and recently in Ratlam. So, that's why we are keeping the raw materials there to sustain, to supply with along with the increased demand.
Okay. Sir, can you provide a split between raw material and finished goods inventory?
Sure. Just allow me a second.
Sure.
So out of 900 crore inventory, 500 plus belongs to raw material and rest is my WIP and finished goods.
Okay. And so this of this 400 crores of finished good inventory, is it possible to provide a breakdown into solar panels and batteries and other equipment?
Right now, this information is not readily available with us, but generally, we consider our inventory as a SPJS in total package, solar power generating system. And we also do not give the segmentation in our financials also.
Understood, sir. Sure.
One thing to note here, because per watt cost of solar panel is higher than the battery and inverter, so most likely total inventory for panel will be higher side in comparison to inverter and battery.
Understood, sir.
If we store same megawatt for inverter, same megawatt for battery, same megawatt for panel, then panel cost is higher side.
Okay. Understood. And then you have also mentioned about the plan to install a 1.2-gigawatt TOPCon cell line with a capital expenditure of 350 crores. So, sir,
Right.
Yeah, can you provide help us with if this line, the equipment and all, have we already ordered? And are these like absolutely new coming from the OEMs?
Actually, we have taken the quotations and we have compared that, and we have like we will give the order now, because now we have taken the matter to like in the director meeting. Then
Okay.
we have passed the resolution, and now we will give the order. We will place the order. We have taken the quotations, basically.
This is the all-inclusive cost for the facility, 350 crore?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's helpful. And sir, for the existing line which we commissioned this year, what
Yes, sir.
is the exit utilization that you saw, like, towards the end?
Last year. Now, at present, we are running around 65%, but we are ramping up, and we expect in a month or two, it will be at around 80%.
Okay, sir. Sir, last question, if I may ask. In your notes to accounts, you have mentioned two instances of BIS seizures. Can you
Yes.
help us understand, like, sir, what exactly did they pertain to and which equipment was seized, in the sense that were it inverters or solar panels or batteries?
Okay. We have around 500 SKU, and like a few of the SKU in like inverter and battery, these were under like question from the BIS department. And as per our submission to the department, BIS was not mandatory on those SKU, and their submission was that it is required. But we have filed the reply to them. Out of 500, I think around 10 to 15 SKU are there in the question.
Okay, and largely related to inverters and batteries.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. We will take our next question from the line of Anuj Upadhyay from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and congratulations on a stellar performance. So my first questions belong to your Ratlam capacity, the 2-gigawatt module which you have recently ramped up. So how much revenue can this contribute to? And similarly, on the 1.2-gigawatt of cell line which has been planned out here, so what sort of revenue contribution as well as the margin expansion can we expect from this facility, sir?
Okay, in the Ratlam facility, we have 2-gigawatt integrated facility, including solar panel, inverters, and batteries, lithium-ion batteries. we can expect total revenue, peak revenue from this facility when all the line will be fully operational and fully utilized around 5,000 crore. We can go up to 5,000 crore in terms of revenue. Regarding this TOPCon line, because ALMM 2 is coming very soon to continue our rooftop business. That is mandatory part for our business to accommodate all ALMM 2 requirements basically. That's why we have to go for additional cell, like TOPCon cell line of 1.2 gigawatt.
Okay, so for this 5,000 crore you mentioned is including the cell revenue or cell has a separate set of revenue? I mean, like it can contribute separately.
Actually, cell regarding the cell will not add the revenue because it is backward integration only. backward integration improves the margins, not the revenue, sir.
Okay. And the next question is basically how you have already reached 8,900 plus kind of a channel partner. And in the last call, you had mentioned that we are seeking to cater to other geographies as well. So any targeted channel partner number which we have in mind over the next 1 or 2 years so that we can cover other market as well? And just a follow-up on, if you can quantify how much of gigawatt in terms of rooftop we sold in the current fiscal term or megawatt, whatever number is.
We can, we have the twin brand strategy basically. So we are expecting double our channel partners, even our second brand. And 50% of our area is untapped. Basically, it is starting phase. But if we go for fully operational all over the India, then we can around So we are expecting double channel partners in next 3 years, sir.
That's very helpful, sir. And lastly, sir, which I was asking on the gigawatt part or megawatt, how much sales we have done, if you can quantify that.
In last financial year, basically just gone, so we have done 1 gigawatt plus integrated FPGS sale in 2025-26.
1,026 megawatt.
1,000 megawatt plus including just a minute. We had decided not to declare the segment wise, but you can take aggregate 1 gigawatt FPGS sale.
That's helpful, sir. I rejoin the queue for further questions. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aniket Madhwani from StepTrade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I guess so. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I just wanted the clarification on your power facility. So, recently the fire broke out on the facility. So, is it operational right now?
Right now, it is not operational, sir. It is suspended, basically.
We have lost the connection for the current participant. We will take the next question from the line of Sahil Seth from Anand Rathi Institutional Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. If you can share what would be a revenue mix in terms of Tier 1, Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, and where do you see more opportunity in the coming years?
Our major sale is, sir, in towns and villages, basically in Tier 2, Tier 3 cities and towns and villages, basically. In Tier 1, we are now, because we are adding own grid solar cells now. So now tier 1 will be added basically. Now onwards tier 1, we will focus tier 1 also. But in the past mostly our sale is tier 2, tier 3 towns and villages. And our focus will remain for like towns and villages in the future also, because mainly we are into like backup based systems mostly. For like on grid also we have hybrid system which can be used as off grid as well as on grid, which has the both the uses. Okay, it can export the electricity to grid also, and it can give the backup in case of power failure. So mostly our focus is in that area where power fluctuations are there, power outages are there. But along with that business, we are also focusing on on-grid business also, where no power shortage is there.
Got it, sir. And sir, a follow-up to a previous question where you said that new 2 gigawatts Ratlam capacity will contribute around 5,000 crores of revenue. By when do you see?
That is peak revenue, sir. That will be peak revenue when it will be fully utilized.
By when do you expect it, the capacity to be fully utilized?
We are expecting in the end of next financial year that will be fully utilized. Next financial year.
By end of FY28?
Q4 28, we can expect it fully utilized.
Okay.
Q4 28.
And so my last question would be, as you mentioned that you have just placed orders for your new 1.2 gigawatt TOPCon line for the manufacturing equipment.
Yes, sir.
What would be, and is the land for the same in the existing Ratlam facility, or has it been acquired, or is it in process of being acquired?
Same land, sir, which was already taken, sir.
In the same facility?
Yes, sir.
And the 350 crore capex amount would be excluding the land cost?
Actually, land cost is was around 18 crore, sir, basically including earlier like phase 1 project and phase 2 project, and some land will be even we have extra land. So land cost is not very high in this cell line, but it is excluding of land basically, sir. Land
okay,
cost even very marginal, but that is excluding of land, sir.
Okay.
Because we have added the land cost in phase 1.
Okay. And sir, do we have any plans to upgrade our existing monopuck cell line to TOPCon?
Till now we have no such planning. After this ramp up of TOPCon, whatever will be the market situation, we will decide. I think we are not required to change. At present, we think we are not required to change, sir.
Got it, sir. This was very helpful, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Archit Agarwal from Stepgrid Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
You are audible,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So I have two questions. The first question is about the Bawal facility. So on the fire incident happened in the Bawal facility, so does it affect the capacity, or is it still operation?
Yes, temporary it affects the facility capacity, but we have already made the alternate arrangements. Luckily, at this time, for the lead acid battery especially, there is huge capacity in the market, basically extra available. When we decided for this starting of this facility, at that time, like extra capacity in the market was not available in the season time mainly. And you can see this is the main season time, and we are experiencing, we can achieve even more than what we require from the market, from third party, basically. We have made third party arrangements, and that is done immediately because extra capacities are available in lead acid battery, because market is shifting towards lead acid to lithium ion battery.
Okay, so will it affect the margin?
Margins will have slightly different effect, but we will cover through top line, basically adding extra top line, because like extra capacities are available in the market. There is marginal difference if we go for third party, because we could able to achieve good prices from third party.
Okay, and the second question is about can you give the revenue bifurcation for this quarter?
Largely, you can consider, because panel prices are higher side comparatively in per watt. Other, if we see panel prices are higher side, but our electronics share is comparatively high. Then we can just estimate like 40-40-20% in percent. Like 40% solar panel, 40% electronics, and 20% battery, largely.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
It fluctuates because we are adding new areas, like we are expanding existing areas, depending on geographical situations and electricity, fluctuations. Basically, this ratio deviates time to time. But largely, we at this time we can consider 40-40-20.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Basani from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers. Sir, if you could bifurcate your growth from in revenue, in realization and volume perspective, that would be really good.
For next year?
For the current year.
Repeat, sir, please, question.
Sir, the current year, your revenue grew by 70%. Can you bifurcate that growth in volume and realization terms?
Means you want to know in gigawatt or like that, or what?
So this rooftop system that you have been...
So are you asking the per watt realization?
Yeah, per watt or from a system perspective, whatever. So growth from a price increase perspective and from a volume perspective is what I'm asking.
Largely, if you see some of the components prices gone up and some of the component prices come down, and if you see if you want to if we go for in terms of gigawatt, like if we, our revenue is gone up 70%, then in gigawatt also it is around 70% up, sir.
So it is mostly volume that is what you are saying?
Yes, volume increase, sir.
Okay. So on the competitive side, so there are so many players who have announced or poured into rooftop solar market. How do you see the competitive intensity? And also, sir, do you see a similar peer who has an integrated facility from, cell panels to power electronics, and also have a distribution as wide as ours?
Actually, sir, there is huge demand and huge opportunity in the market. If many people are coming, because we alone cannot cater this opportunity, because you can see that China is adding 60 gigawatt every year in rooftop solar. And we even don't touch even that number, cumulative number. and our population is more than China, and our requirements are more than China because we have power outage also here, and like we have prices of power is higher side, and in rooftop solar, like if we consider this is the answer to like crisis, because if power is not there, if fan is not running, if light is not there, that is the necessity basically, not the ROI condition basically. Even along with meeting the emergency, it is giving good return also. So this is good, a lot of opportunity. Actually, awareness was not there because of subsidy linked business. Awareness is there, and because of that awareness, subsidy business is increased and non-subsidy business also increased a lot. There is huge opportunity in the market if good companies are coming and good services they will provide to customers. There is huge opportunity.
So you are saying that
Mr. Yogesh will also like he is taking care of marketing. He will also like to add something.
So we are catering more towards tier 2 and tier 3 segments of Indian markets, and we have been there in this market from very long time. So making network here, making dealers, distributors, service engineers, and the sales network, it really takes time. So everyone is coming and everyone is welcomed, but making proper arrangements for sales and service in tier 2 and tier 3 areas, it's really challenging. And we wish everyone the best of luck. And because there is good opportunity, so everyone can do business.
Understood. So you're saying that opportunity is wide enough for even, so then the competitive strength is not that high right now.
Yes. If more number of people will come, like more number of customers will be, like awareness will be there, sir, basically. If more companies are coming, they will advertise and more awareness will be there, sir. And requirements will be more.
Understood. And just to continue on that, sir, that you're saying that it is such a big opportunity, and you know, government also has some ambitious targets of rapidly scaling rooftop market. How do you see your revenues, and what is our guidance for coming in the medium term and for the current year, next current year?
In current year, our guidance is 50% in revenue, sir.
50% in revenue growth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, sir, just to consider that, so your existing facility plus the Ratlam facility that we have managed, what is the top line potential completely that it can generate?
We have 1.5 we had 1.5 gigawatt integrated capacities across battery panel and inverters. And Ratlam is adding 2 gigawatt additional capacity in integrated inverter, solar panel and batteries. So we can achieve easily basically what is our guidance of 50% up, sir.
Okay.
Even we have the infrastructure for more revenue, sir.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much, and I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vinay Lakhera from Ratna Traya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. I had two main questions. One is on the capacity utilization side. Can you please mention the approximate utilization we had in FY26 for all the 5 categories we have made, like panels, power electronics, and others?
Sir, it is generally 70 to 80. Just to give you a range on each side, it is generally 70 to 80% of the available capacity.
So for lithium all the battery,
in the lithium batteries, we are catching up, but in the rest of the segment, it is 70 to 80%.
Okay, 70 to 80 for all the others, right? So that
yes,
be the peak.
I'm giving you a range because all the products are in there, that range only.
Okay.
But in the lithium battery, we are catching up to that number.
So in terms of the new facility, Ratlam facility, how will it ramp up this capacity utilization? Can you just throw some light on that? For the next few years, what could be the capacity utilization for these capacities?
Ratlam facility, in coming year, we are expecting 50% utilization. And for next financial year, by ramping up in last quarter, we are expecting around 80% utilization.
That is for all the categories, right?
Yes, all the categories, yes.
Okay. And my next question is on the receivable side. So from where are we getting this account receivable part? Can you just split it in terms of the customers? Because for the retail, it would be upfront, right, the payment?
Sir, we supply to the distributors, and distributors further supply to the dealers, and then dealers and/or Shoppers supply to the end customers. So we get our receivables from distributors only. Now, I think you are asking that whether the end consumers directly pays us. So that is not the case. The end consumer pays to the dealers, and dealers pay to the distributors, and we receive the funds from the distributors. And our revenue cycle is around 14 days, I believe, for this year.
It is 14 days, sir. 1/4 14.
Okay. And who reaches the customer? So, for example, if I'm the customer of how will I decide which brand should I go with? Do you have any push in terms of marketing or all those things for the brand visibility?
The main point here is that if I have someone who has installed solar system nearby my house, or any relatives or my friend has installed, so I will check whether this system is working well. Then I will ask the brand, and then I will decide that I should go for this. Main reason behind this is that this is a huge investment for a person who's living in tier two, tier three city. So they check the references and then decide upon the brand. And we having.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So on the customer side, do we have any long-term contracts with these pure EPC players? Hello?
Yes. See, once a distributor is added, so that continues to do business with us because we are having a set of 500 SKUs, and this is the need he mostly has, because he has a wide range of customers living in villages, towns, cities, industrial customers, and their business customers. So we have all range to cater his needs. So he never generally leaves us. So he continues.
So these pure EPC players comes under distributor only, you are saying?
Yes, sir. Agreements are piece of paper only. It is relationship, sir. Basically, if our relationships are, many of the distributors are from starting 15 year, 20 year, 25 years. So it is a relationship, sir, basically. Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sagar Shah from Spark PWM. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations to the entire team of Fujiyama for posting such great set of numbers. Hello, Pawan ji. Hello, Prashant ji. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, my first question was related to our Ratlam facility. Sorry to harp on again on this one. So, in this quarter, sir, how much revenue of the total revenue that we generated in this quarter of around 901 crores, how much was from Ratlam, sir? I think you have commissioned the solar panels facility here.
Sir, this is just commissioned, basically, and it will contribute in this quarter, sir, not last quarter, sir.
Okay. So right now, the growth that we had got in this particular quarter, such healthy sequential growth as well as YOY growth. So can you highlight that which of the facilities actually contributed to this growth? Was it Dadri? Was it Greater Noida? Which actually capacity and which product line did very well actually for you to clock such healthy growth, sir, in the revenue terms as well as in the bottom line actually?
Actually, sir, we can say it is Noida factory. Basically, it is integrated factory. Basically, lithium-ion battery are there. Inverters, all the range of inverters, off-grid, on-grid are there, and some of the solar panel lines are also there. So, if we can say, so number one is Noida, and then if we can say, then number two will be Dadri, basically.
Okay, so is it safe to assume, sir, that we are at these numbers, that we are running at optimum capacity utilization in the four plants that we have? This is the best capacity utilization numbers?
Yes, sir. If you can see, okay, last quarter we have done 900, and in March alone we have done 400, sir. So you
correct,
can see,
sir.
Okay, if we consider the March, it is fully utilized, sir. More than fully utilized. It is more than, yes, sir.
Okay, okay. So my second question was related to the southern region, the new facility, the plum facility that we will be ramping up in FY27 and FY28, and the growth will be largely visible from this factory actually, and also from the TOPCon cell facility, which is naturally integrated in the modules. But what I wanted to understand that the new states that you are venturing into with the help of this facility, I'm talking of Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana. So basically, what is the status now? Have you done that demand feasibility there? How's the demand supply situation? How are the competitors placed there? Because in the, this is a different geography as what as compared to what we were in UP and Noida. These are very mature states for you because you have a very strong position here. But these are new states for you where already competitors are there. So the pricing pressure will also be there. So what I wanted to understand that how should we look in the southern region actually? Can you explain the demand supply dynamics somewhat there, demand feasibility there?
Yes, sir. Sir, actually, if you see our growth from last year to this year, it is a growth on every state. It is not only in some states. UP is our best state and still it is growing on. See, the demand in UP is really high because of the population, because of the conditions there. Still, if we study the turnover increase, if we study the number of distributors, number of dealers and number of shops increase, it's everywhere equal. So everywhere we are expanding, and also towards geographical expansion we are working. And from last year to this year we have added Odisha as well as Andhra Pradesh from special focus to growing right now. And Assam was a potential state for us. Now it is our special focus state. So it is growing geographical as well. Demand there is mostly for southern states, the demand is for on-grid or hybrid kind of systems. And in Assam and West Bengal, the demand is towards hybrid as well as off-grid. So we have done studies there and we are also opening distributors there.
Okay. So, but how is the consumer demand, sir? Means, how is the demand that you are actually witnessing there? Is it the same as UP? Means, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Sir, demands are, on-grid demand is driven by the subsidy given by the central government and state governments. And because of this awareness, the demand of hybrid as well as the off-grid is also there. So, we have studied these demands. We have mapped the distributors we can appoint in areas. So we are working on that. So we are pretty confident that the proposed turnover is easily achievable.
Okay. And so the inventory number that you... I'll come back in the question.
Next question is from the line of Saksham from Diamond Asia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations to the management for an extremely good quarter. Sir, I have just one question. How do you see the cell production ramp up? I know you have already explained But if you could highlight more on the profitability front, that would be really helpful. So.
Repeat, sir, please, question.
Sir, like you have already mentioned about the production ramp up, could you more highlight on the profitability, how the company will be profitable because of this production ramp up? If you could quantify on the numbers.
Okay, sir. Actually, it is definitely because like DCR was main challenge for the company. If we see the past, because cells were not available, and definitely in-house production of cells, good margins are there. But we are not totally focusing on margin. We are more focusing on customer acquisition. You can see the number of distributors and number of dealers we are acquiring quarter on quarter basis, because we are passing some of the margins to customers also basically. So definitely margins for the DCR is higher side, but we are not keeping all the margins in our pocket. We are diverting that margins to customers so that we can acquire more and more customers. Basically, ALMM2 is coming, and because of that, ALMM2 is means for other than rooftop business, all grid connected systems will require DCR solar cell. Because of that, I think some margins are likely to be increased, and we are expecting but there are other variables also in the market, we can see that inflation is increasing, and we can see non-DCR margins on non-DCR side is slightly decreasing. So we can say that we will stable to improve. We will go for stable to improve side overall margins basically.
Understood, sir. All the best for the next year, sir. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Slovish from Bowman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So my question is pertaining to the BIS inspection. I know you answered it earlier, but my question is slightly different. So given the inspections that we had, what are the nature of penalties that the BIS department could apply, if any? And also, are there any similar inspections that have been taken place at your peers or competitors?
Okay, sir, this will be decided by the court now, and provisions we have checked with the legal team, the provisions are maximum, what is the penalty maximum is equal to seizure value, sir, basically, maximum penalty, but in our case, it will not go up to that level, because their questions and our submissions are fair enough to settle down the situations, and we hope we will not face any penalty, basically.
Got it, sir. And sir, have similar inspection occurred at other facilities of your competitors?
No, sir. We have not such information any.
Got it. And sir, just one high-level question also. Does this inspection impact our ability to ramp up the new facilities that we have in Dadri and Ratlam? And also, does this impact our participation in the PM Suryaghar scheme?
No, sir. Because there is no such... because out of 500 SKU, only 10 to 15 SKU are in their questions, basically. So it will not affect anyway, sir.
Got it. So just to summarize, this means that even if in the worst case scenario, it will not have a material impact on your operations.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Firstly, sir, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. Sir, हमने 50% growth का guidance दिया है, but अगर मैं अपना Q4 का ही revenue देखूँ, उसको अपन annualize करें तो भी 50% growth हो जाएगा. So मेरे को सिर्फ वही जानना था, sir, कि हमारे यहाँ पे seasonality रहता है या फिर हम conservative guidance दे रहे हैं.
तो seasonality का थोड़ा सा तो रहता है, sir. Last quarter थोड़ा ज़्यादा रहता है. Last quarter, if we bifurcate next year, so we can consider Q1 900 around, Q2 800, then Q3 800, then 1500.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Okay. And sir, margins अभी हम लोग का जैसे capacity ramp up होगा तो अपना 19% से better हो सकता है कि अपन जैसे आप बोल रहे थे कि we want to acquire customers तो हम लोग margins maintain ही करते रहेंगे.
Repeat sir, please.
Sir, margins I am asking that कि we are right now, I think FY26 we did around 18% margin. So we want to maintain that only, or because of all the leverage we should be able to do better, sir?
It will be sustained to improving, sir, basically.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And sir, just wanted to understand abhi competition ka kya hai ki bahut capacities FY27 mein online aane wali hai. To aapko lag raha hai ki any kind of price competition chalu ho jayega ki jiski wajah se humko margins thoda compromise kar sakna padega, ya fir kuch aur revenue thoda difficult ho jayega, kuch aapko aisa lag raha hai ki what do you feel about competition, sir?
सर देखिए, जिस कंपटीशन की आप बात कर रहे हैं, दैट इज मोस्टली ग्राउंड माउंटेड बिजनेस बेसिकली. एंड इन रूफटॉप बिजनेस लाइक इन प्रोडक्ट मिक्स लाइक इन्वर्टर्स, सोलर पैनल्स, डीसीआर सेल्स एंड लाइक बैटरीज, वी डोंट थिंक सो सर बेसिकली. बिकॉज इफ एनी ऑफ द प्रोडक्ट इज फेसिंग चैलेंजेस ड्यू टू कंपटीशन, एनी अदर प्रोडक्ट आल्सो गिविंग गुड प्रीमियम सर. We have product mix, very good product portfolio and very big range of products. Few of the products anytime give more competition, but few of the products give good margins also. We have few of the products which are like that is only with us, sir. No one has the those products. Few of the products are like that. And our range of Sigma, that is hybrid solar PCU, those are proprietary items for the company. So those products are, we are also working for coming requirements residential and industrial BESS systems, BESS systems. So those systems, we are working on those systems which are future requirements. So market is changing every time, applications are changing every time, and we are working in advance. So it will give us well comfort to maintain our margins, sir.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, just two questions last from my end.
To interrupt, Darshil. You may please rejoin the queue for more questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashish from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. Sir, could you explain how Fujiyama's market share measured as a percentage of the solar rooftop segment in megawatt has evolved from, let's say, FY21 to last year, FY26?
There are two segments, sir. One is on-grid or one is off-grid, basically. On-grid data are available with government agencies, but off-grid data is not available with government agencies. And overall, when there was care research during the industry research, basically, that our market share in inverters was around more than 10%. And we hope we are sustaining or improving that market share, sir.
Okay, so off-grid, you don't have exact numbers.
Exact, there is not exact with any of research agency. or like exact numbers are not there, sir.
Can you give your sales volume from FY21 in solar panels in FY26?
Solar
so that
panel,
we get an idea.
2021, we don't had the like in-house capacity at in 21. I think I have to cross check
okay.
also.
No, but general
but
sales.
Time, yes, sir. So at that time, very little contribution was from the solar panel because solar panel prices were very high at that time. Gradually, our like in-house manufacturing capacities ramp up and solar panel prices are coming down. So like this contribution of solar panel increased time to time, sir, basically. And in the even at present, our like electronics volume in terms of gigawatt is just double from the solar panel. If we consider the number of like how many gigawatt solar panel we sold and how many gigawatt inverter we sold, our inverter gigawatt is double basically at present.
No, sir, but sales volume in FY26 of solar
yes,
panel?
Revenue for solar panel is higher size because per watt solar panel cost is higher, inverter cost is lower in general.
Sir, I mean, in megawatt, humne kitna sales kiya FY26 mein?
Sir, guidance, ye matlab details hum thoda sa avoid karna chahte hain because of competition. Basically, piche humare paas kuch remarks aaye ke competition isko kafi closely watch kar raha hai, to wo hum thoda sa segment wise thoda avoid karna chahte hain. Par aap overall last financial year mein 1 gigawatt ek as a wo integrated solution ki hum baat kar sakte hain.
Acha, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Sir, aapne hi bola ki there's a room for everyone to grow. So I think from the investor community, if you could share a little more data around sales volume, it would be better.
Sir, देखिए कुछ close competitor होते हैं, कुछ होते हैं newcomers. तो थोड़ा सा दोनों को ही देख के चलना है. Newcomers को तो ठीक है, पर जो close होते हैं, वो थोड़ा सा अपना business को भी देखना है.
सही बात है, sir. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjay from Mipreson. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Two quick questions. One, again, regarding that the inventory which has gone up, is that kind of an indication of the kind of revenue growth that you are looking at? Because inventory day-wise, it is up almost 50-60%. But at the same time, you are not really looking at a higher revenue in quarter one compared to quarter four.
So part of the of your question is correct. We are, as another investor also asked the same questions at the start of the call. So if you see your inventory days, it has gone up in the raw material side. So part of your question is correct, that we are building up our raw material inventory to scale up to meet the demand in the coming quarters. So because on the FG side, if you see our inventory days are on similar lines of the previous year. And apart from that, we have opened a new location. In current year, we have opened a new location, including our cell plant in Dadri, which is mainly backward integration, if you see. And 1.2 gigawatt line is there in the for solar panel in Dadri itself. Apart from that, there is our capacity extension in the Noida as well. And recently, we are also started purchasing inventory for Ratlam as well. So that's why the inventory...
With all these things, once it gets over, will your inventory day, which has gone up from some 120 to 180, should one expect that to go back to 120 days or not?
Yes, definitely it will come down, sir, along with time. Basically, when we go for, in the history we have seen, whenever we go for backward integration, our inventory days gone up because we have to take care of raw material, we have to take care of FG also. Like if we consider solar cell, we have to take care of raw material for solar cell, and we have to take care of like solar cell imported from China. So we have to maintain both the inventory. But later on, when it is fully ramp up and it is fully utilized, it come down. In history, we have seen the trend, sir. And for Ratlam facility, like whatever inventory we have collected in March, basically, that is like because line are not started in March, so that is additional inventory. And when line will be started, like number of inventory days will come down automatically, sir.
Understood. And sir, you addressed...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Sanjay. I'm really sorry. You may please rejoin the queue for more questions. We have other participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dikshant from DB Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the numbers. My first question is basically... what is the sort of profitability that we can look on exact percentage terms? Right now, we are around at 11.5% PAT margins for this year. So, yes, what kind of PAT margins are we hoping for? I'm talking in the terms of 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, what you can guide us.
Sir, for coming year, you can consider the guidance 11% to 13% basically for PAT margin. The reason is if like in any case, like because we have DCR cell, we can earn more margin, but we don't think we will keep in pocket. We will transfer the margins to customer to acquire more customers. Because we are giving integrated system, not alone cell or not alone panel. We are providing a integrated system comprising of like solar panel, inverter, batteries, and we have big distribution network. So we have to take care of every partners basically. Like distributors and dealers are also partners. So if we are sharing the margins, we can increase our distribution network basically, sir.
So I completely get it, and I mean what we are doing is really showing results. So kudos to you on that. But like, aaj 12 mahine mein we are thinking that we can get 11 to 13% margins, but. Once our moats are stronger in terms of distribution, let's say 24 months from now or 36 months from now, then do we see an improving and accelerated trend of our margins? What I mean to say that, let's say that in 36 months, do we think that the peak margins is going to be 13%, 14%, or what do you think, what's your aspiration? That's one part of the question. And second is on promoter holding. Do you in the next 12 to 24 months think that you are going to raise some money and sell promoter holding? That's it from my side, sir.
Okay. Regarding second question, in next 12 months, we have no proposal for promoter holding, to reduce promoter holding or raise any money in next 12 months. In first question, sir, because PAT margins depends on many things. Mainly, it is demand and supply basically, which drives the margin. If but in our case, we are not just like equipment manufacturer or suppliers. We are the solutions provider basically. So integrated system along with services from our network, it can maintain this margin definitely because including of power electronics item, batteries and solar panel all together along with services of installation and after sales service. We see margin definitely we are in a general view it seems improving time to time basically.
Just for clarity, you're saying in 36 months, things are safe. क्या हम देख सकते हैं दैट आवर मार्जिन्स आर गोइंग टू बी मोर देन 13% 14% और डू यू थिंक दैट दिस इज वी आर 12-13% मार्जिन बिजनेस बिकॉज कॉम्पिटिशन विल ऑल्सो कम आर मोट विल ऑल्सो बी देयर न्यू प्रोडक्ट मिक्स विल बी देयर यू विल परफॉर्म ग्रेट बट ओवरऑल द वे दैट यू आर मॉडलिंग आवर बिजनेस वॉट काइंड ऑफ मार्जिन्स डू यू थिंक दैट फॉर अ लॉन्गर टर्म आर बिजनेस कैन फेच अस
देखिए सर हम काम तो काफी चीजों पे कर रहे हैं अभी हम एआई पे भी काम कर रहे हैं ताकि अपने ऑपरेशनल एक्सपेंसेस को काफी हद तक कंट्रोल कर सके तो अभी हमने काफी चीजों को मैप कर लिया है एआई से जिससे सर्विसेज के एक्सपेंसेस को हम रिड्यूस कर सकें सेल्स के एक्सपेंसेस को रिड्यूस कर सकें तो डेफिनेटली और जैसे जैसे स्केल हमारा होगा तो मार्जिन तो एक्स्ट्रा आएंगे अब इसमें देखने वाली बात यह है कि हमें मतलब जो रिवेन्यू को मल्टीप्लाई ज्यादा करना है या मतलब टॉप लाइन पे ज्यादा ध्यान देना है या बॉटम पे ज्यादा देना है तो उसका एक कहीं ना कहीं हमें एक वो जिस जनरली मैं देखिए सर इंडस्ट्री स्टैंडर्ड बताता हूँ क्या होता है जैसे जैसे क्या होता है हमारे पास अगर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैपेसिटी किसी टाइम से कंस्टेंट्स आ जाते हैं तो हम थोड़ा सा मतलब इंडस्ट्री में सभी करते हैं ऐसा नहीं है हम ही करते हैं तो थोड़ा सा मार्जिन उस टाइम पे बढ़ा लेते हैं ताकि मतलब कि एटलीस्ट बॉटम लाइन ठीक आ जाए अगर टॉप लाइन नहीं आ पा रही किसी भी वजह से और जब हम हमारे पास मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फैसिलिटीज थोड़ी सी ज्यादा होती है तो हम टॉप लाइन पे ज्यादा ध्यान देते हैं बॉटम लाइन फिर अपने आप आ जाती है एब्सोल्यूट टर्म्स में आ जाती है एज ए परसेंटेज टर्म्स थोड़ा सा अगर वो डेविएट भी करती है तो एब्सोल्यूट टर्म्स में ज्यादा आ जाती है तो ये एक मुझे लगता है कि एक इंडस्ट्री ट्रेंड रहता है हर जगह पर मतलब ये सिर्फ फ्यूजियामा के केस में नहीं है सभी के केस में ऐसा रहता है
जी थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द क्लैरिटी सर एंड अमेजिंग एग्जीक्यूशन सर ऑल द बेस्ट टू द टीम
थैंक यू सर थैंक यू
थैंक यू वी विल टेक दैट एज अ लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टुडे आई वुड नाउ लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल बैक टू द मैनेजमेंट फॉर क्लोजिंग कमेंट्स
Thank you once again for joining us today and for giving continued interest in Fujiyama. Many questions provide deep insights and we have noted those to work again. We appreciate the confidence you place in our company. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out our investor relationship advisors, Churchgate Partners, and we will be glad to assist you. Thank you very much for your time and support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today and you may now disconnect your lines.